Record button is activated. Desktop folder view is new. Free quarter 41 of 41. Remove items with 0 keys.
Hello everybody and welcome to Blind Cool Tech. This is my very first podcast on Blind Cool Tech. My name is James Scholes and I just thought I'd introduce myself. As I say, I'm James Scholes. I am almost totally blind. I have a bit of sight in both eyes. I like to explain the amount of vision that I have as one of the examples is if I didn't have a screen on my computer or the screen was switched off, I wouldn't be able to use it because I wouldn't know where I was in an application. But I do use a screen reader because I cannot read the print on the screen because it is too small, even with magnification. So that should hopefully give you an idea of my vision. I live in the UK, in West Yorkshire, and I've been listening to Blind Cool Tech for quite a while now, and I've extremely enjoyed the podcasts that people have been putting up on there. About the various programs and experiences that people have had. And I thought it was time to actually record something and contribute. So today what I'd like to demonstrate for you is a program called Startup Manager. Now this program is very simple, but very useful. Now, what this program does, as its name might suggest, it actually you can actually control what will start up when Windows loads up on your PC. So, what you do basically is, using some hotkeys and a simple menu, you can control basically everything that happens when Windows loads up. What applications start, what files load up, what files open, and so on. So before I launch the program, I'm going to slow JAWS down. I'm using JAWS 8.0, by the way. And I'm going to slow JAWS down so you can understand it. Okay? And I hope my recording levels are okay. As I say, this is my first podcast. And as I say, I hope it's okay. If it's not, please contact me. My email address is jamesscholes@msn.com. That's jamesscholes@msn.com. You can find me on the Blind Cool Tech mailing list as well. And you can also add me to MSN and Skype if you wish. My Skype name is James Scholes, all one word. That's JamesScholes. So my email address again, JamesScholes@msn.com. Feel free to add me to MSN or Skype. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to slow down JAWS. I'm using JAWS 8.0.
Menu options, voices up, global adjustment key, menu bar, total radio button, raise 100%, 80%, 90%, 40%, 30%, JAWS, men, leaving menus, free quarter, 99%, 99, list view, free.
Okay, so I hope that's okay. I'm going to launch the program now.
All program, new alpha, free, JS, Skype, mud, audit, startup, Skype, startup manager, S, leaving menus, startup manager, list view enabled, title, ALCMTR, command, ALCMTR, X, location, reg machine, run, 1 of 40.
Okay, so we're in a list view, and basically, this is a list view of all the things that will start up and won't start up. At the top of the list in the first half is the ones that are enabled, the ones that will start up, and at the bottom of the list is the ones that are
disabled.
Okay, so I'll go up to the top.
Enabled.
Right. Now, enabled. Now, what I can do is, it does read all the information. So it says enable, then it says the title is, and then it says the location, or the command. Then it says what type it is. But if I wanted to read all that again without, separately, I could press tab. not working. In fact, no, you can't do this in this version. In an older version of Startup Manager, you could press Tab, and you get a read-only edit box. But in this one, you just have to make do with the whole line speaking.
Enabled title ALCMTR command ALCMTR X location red machine run 1 of 40.
So, sorry about that. Sorry about getting that mixed up. So, what you can do is here, there's only the system menu in the menu bar, the close and maximize and things. So, what you can do is, you can either use hotkeys, or you can press the applications key, which is the left of the right control key.
Context menu, enable control E unavailable, to navigate press up or down arrow E.
Enable control E unavailable, so you notice everything has hotkeys. Enable control E unavailable because it is unavailable because it is already enabled. So that's control E.
Disable control D.
We can disable it. We can press enter here or we can press control D.
Add-ins A.
Add-ins.
Leaving menus. Add startup program. Title. Edit. Type and text.
Now, this is very interesting because what happens here is you can actually add a program to start. So if you wanted a certain application to start up, you could add it here. So you could find the actual program and launch it. Okay, you could add it to this list and then enable it or disable it at your wish. Okay?
Command, edit, type and text, location, combo box, startup folder user, 1 of 9, to change the selection use the arrow keys, comment, edit, type and text, enable checkbox checked, to clear checkmark, press spacebar, alt, okay button, to activate, press spacebar, cancel button, to activate, press spacebar, startup manager.
Okay, so the options in that dialog box were all ones that you can fill in. There isn't a browse button for the actual command, for the actual place to find. But that doesn't matter. It's pretty simple. You could just type JFW and then type JFW.exe and it would probably work. Okay, so we'll go back to the applications menu.
Add-ins A. Edit, enter I.
Edit brings up the same dialog that we just had with the add-ins, but it is already filled in. And you can edit this particular entry.
Delete, del, L.
Delete deletes it from the list. So, just like the add, except you are deleting it from the list.
Run control R, R.
Control R will make this program run. Okay, it will actually open the program.
Refresh F5, F.
And refresh will refresh the list.
Leaving menus, multi-select list box not selected, enabled, 1 of 40,
Okay. So from here,
enabled.
I can press control D.
Not selected, enabled, disabled, title, ALCMTR, command, ALCMTR, X, load.
Okay, so this one is now
disabled.
Okay, this one is now disabled. But it was enabled, so I'm going to press control E again.
Enabled title, ALCMT, enabled title, client, G, double, enabled title, FMAN, X, enabled title, desktop, command, desktop.
And you can just go down.
Enabled title, desktop, enabled title, A3, enabled title, eSnips, enabled title, Doodle 2, enabled title, eSnips, command, C, / program.
Okay, so this one is an actual application. So I'm going to press control R. And for some reason, nothing happened. Now, this program, I have seen this happen many times. For some reason, it will not run certain things. I don't know if it's just that program that I was trying to launch, or if it is a startup manager problem. But, anyway. So, you can run. Let me find another one to run, see if that works.
Enabled title, sister. Enabled title, IANADOF. Enabled title, KBD. Enabled title, language. Enabled title, MC update. Enabled title, NVCP. Enabled title, MWISCOM. Enabled title, OctaShops. Enabled title, PCDR profile. Enabled title, RedGuard. Enabled title, ReminderCom. Enabled title, RTHDs. Enabled title, SkypeCom. Enabled title, SSOD.
Skype. Let's press control R.
Welcome to Skype. Press JAWS key H for a list of JAWS hotkeys that can be used within Skype. Skype trademark. Jamis calls. Contact list relay.
Okay. So, I need to launch Skype.
Startup manager.
Close that. Right. And basically, that's it for the Startup Manager. I know it's been a short podcast, but hopefully some of you have found it helpful in some way. This program can be found with many others, many other useful programs that work with JAWS, at www.jfwlight.com.
Zero for
the actual site.
JAWS 7, JAWS 8, James Bookmark. James JFW Lite Programs. 100% Programs.
JFW Lite. So the address is, for this particular page, is...
http://www.jfwlite.com/programs/html.
Okay, so that's http://www.jfwlite, that's jfwlite.com/programs.html. That's programs.html. The homepage of JFW Lite is the same without the programs.html, and you can find many other useful links. Okay? So, the actual site itself
blank
is very good because you can use your heading command.
Antivirus, anti-spyware, and firewall applications heading level 2. Music sharing applications heading level 2. Audio related applications heading level 2. Messenger applications heading level 2. Email related applications heading level 2. Spam filtering applications heading level 3. Internet Explorer related applications heading level 2. Website maintenance applications heading level 2. System utility applications heading level 2. Other applications to be grouped soon heading level 2.
And there are your headings, and if you go down...
Link text file download.
You can just download them. And there are links to the home pages, and where possible, links to JAWS scripts. This site will not be updated again, unfortunately, because the lady who ran it, who used to run it, even, was... sadly, it passed away last year, but her husband has kept it running, has kept it up on the web because people use it a lot and it's a useful site, but it will not be updated. So don't be checking that for updates because it won't be updated. So that's that for this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. Hopefully I'll be doing another podcast soon. Any feedback, of course, would be very welcome indeed, extremely welcome. My email address, jamesscholes@msn.com. That's jamesscholes@msn.com. You can contact me on Skype as well. My Skype name is just my email address without the at msn.com at the end, so it's just James Scholes, that's JamesScholes. And add me on MSN with the JamesScholes@msn.com address. Okay, so this was James Scholes reporting for Blind Cool Tech, and I hope you have a good day. Thank you for listening. I hope it's been helpful to anybody, and see you again soon.
James Bookmarks List View JF Freeporter Dial.